This is Plant-Based Briefing. Christspiracy hits theaters March 20th by Jordi Katz-Majana at UnchainedTV.com. And I'm Marian Erickson. This is the Plant-Based Podcast where I curate, get permission, and narrate a variety of articles on plant-based and vegan topics in about 10 minutes or less every weekday. And today's article is from Unchained TV. They're a nonprofit media organization, and they have a free app you can download and watch all of their programming, including cooking shows and all kinds of things, on your favorite device. And with today's topic, the title is definitely triggering. So take a listen to the episode before you make any decisions just based on the title. And now let's get to today's plant-based briefing. Christspiracy hits theaters March 20th by Jordi Katz-Majana at UnchainedTV.com. After his success with What the Health, Cowspiracy, and Seaspiracy, Kip Anderson's fourth documentary, Christspiracy, premieres in 600 theaters March 20th, 2024. Kip Anderson has outdone himself again. The man who brought us Cowspiracy, What the Health, and Seaspiracy is releasing another feature-length documentary, this one called Christspiracy. It promises to be even more controversial and thought-provoking than his previous films, which is saying a lot. Exhibit A, Anderson says he walked away from having the latest film on Netflix in order to stay true to the film's message. We just wouldn't budge, he explains. And what is that mind-blowing message? You'll have to watch Christspiracy to find out. That shouldn't be difficult, since it will be premiering in more than 600 theaters across the U.S. on Wednesday, March 20th and Sunday, March 24th. The experience could change your life. Anderson also thinks his film could transform Christianity itself. This documentary plays like a thriller. It was definitely frightening at times, Anderson says, of the process of making this film, while carefully avoiding any hint of giving away the plot. Suffice it to say, the film starts with former gospel musician Cam Waters asking Anderson, how would Jesus kill an animal? This sends Anderson and Waters, who are the film's co-directors, on a sometimes terrifying journey that uncovers a 2,000-year-old cover-up. The unearthed narrative shatters conventional notions of what it means to be a Christian. Unchained TV's Jane Velez Mitchell talked to Kip Anderson about how this stunning and revealing film came to be made. You can watch that video linked here. Religion, this filmmaker's final frontier. Kip Anderson became a filmmaker after watching the documentary An Inconvenient Truth and decided he needed to refocus on saving the planet. He later discovered that animal agriculture is the leading cause of environmental destruction and narrowed his focus into this key culprit. Together with Keegan Coon, he co-produced his first film, Cowspiracy, The Sustainability Secret, which became an overnight viral success. A new cut, executive produced by Leonardo DiCaprio, was exclusively released on Netflix in September of 2015. His second vegan-themed documentary was What the Health, which uncovers the secret to preventing and even reversing chronic diseases and investigates why the nation's leading health organizations don't want the public to learn about this secret solution to so many of their health problems. With heart disease and cancer the leading causes of death in America and diabetes at an all-time high, the film reveals the biggest health cover-up of our time. Anderson also produced Seaspiracy, about the victims of the fishing industry. Anderson is the founder of AUM Films and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit focused on creating films and media that promote thrivability, compassion, and harmony for all life. This is what he had to say about his fourth documentary, Christspiracy. If you've seen the other films, this is the missing chapter. For me, I feel there are three pillars of impact: the environmental impacts, the health impacts, and the ethical impacts of raising, killing, and consuming 70 billion land animals, not even counting fish. What impact do these have on our moral fabric and our ethical fabric, the domino effect of what trickles down to an entire society of us human beings? So I just feel it is so important to watch it, particularly at this time in history, with how much disconnect there is. This documentary film challenges many of the commonplace narratives involving relationships between humans and animals in the context of spirituality and religion. As for whether the film might anger some Christians, Anderson says so far that has not happened. We were surprised, as we thought there would be quite a lot of fight back after they watched the film. But I think what happens is the name is triggering, and as they thought it was going to be debunking or bashing Christianity, they were so pleasantly surprised that it is not. All these different spiritualities and religions share one central thing. At the core root of this, we are all the same. We are all one. I feel that is such an important message at this time. They didn't lose the plot. Anderson's previous documentaries all made it onto Netflix, a milestone that's the envy of many filmmakers. So it says a lot about the explosive nature of Christspiracy's storyline that Anderson and Waters walked away from the streaming powerhouse and opted instead for a nationwide theatrical release. Says Anderson, originally the film title was actually called Cow Spiritual, and it was a film on ethics. But as we got deeper into this story of Jesus, the narrative story of uncovering these things, we had to go deeper into that thread line of that particular story of Jesus and the Nazarene movement at the time. As we started getting deeper, they, Netflix, felt they wanted to go a different way than we wanted to go, and there were some key things that they wanted to take out that we just wouldn't. This independent approach has allowed Anderson and Waters to retain control of all the hundreds of hours of footage they've amassed and which they plan to share with the public over time. He explains, "We have so much extra footage that didn't make it in the film that they would have ended up keeping. So now we're going to be able to release all the footage when we release it online and all these other small clips. We're also doing a pay it forward campaign when we release it online. So no matter if you have money or not, or a Netflix subscription, everyone in the world will be able to watch this film." Somehow it had to be done, so there was never a moment we were going to stop, even though there were some moments in the film where you'd think so, but we were just like, we're doing this. You just listened to Christspiracy Hits Theaters March 20th by Jordy Katzimajana at UnchainedTV.com. I'm your host, Marian Erickson. And if you go to Christspiracy.com, you can watch the trailer, which doesn't give much information. And right following that is a sizzle reel, and it talks about it being five religions, four continents. And the main question that they ask is there a spiritual way to kill an animal? And that's such an interesting question, because I remember as a child being horrified, learning that people used to sacrifice animals in the name of spirituality, and, you know, based on their understanding of things at the time. But I remember thinking, wow, that was so barbaric. I'm glad we don't do that anymore. But I never made the connection to how people kill animals by the trillions nowadays just to eat them when it's not even necessary. You know, people in the future will look back at us in horror the same way I did as a child, looking back at people who sacrificed animals, and they'll think, how could they do that? And that thinking of mine reminds me of the book Once Upon a Time We Ate Animals by Dr. Roanne von Voorst. She's a futures anthropologist, and the book is fascinating. It's from the future looking back, and how people struggle understanding how their grandparents could have done such things. And it's really fascinating and a good read. I recommend it. But I just wish that time would come sooner when not eating animals, not exploiting animals is the norm. So understanding that history and how we got here, I think will be interesting to check out in the film Christspiracy. You can get tickets for the March releases in the US at Christspiracy.com, or just wait for it to be released online. So please share this episode with anyone who might benefit, and thanks for listening.